Good afternoon, everyone. Happy to have you along. This is Local Matters for a Friday. I'm your host, Dwight Henry, along with Pastor Ron Allen. Pastor Ron, good afternoon again.
Good Friday afternoon, Dwight. I'll tell you what, it seems to roll around quicker than we think, doesn't it?
Are you ready to crank it up again?
I am. I'm excited about this series we're doing.
Didn't we have fun last week?
Unpacking some truth about the change of the ages, the end of the age.
And you know, as we said last week, Pastor Ron, you know, not even in the body of Christ, not everybody agrees on the sequence of it or some of the events and that sort of thing. But we know a couple of things, as we said last week. Number one, this age is going to end.
Yep.
Jesus is going to come back. And two, God's always going to take care of his people.
He is, and he's demonstrated that, Dwight, when, you know, during the time of Noah, Jesus actually said this, that he said that his coming would be as in the days of Noah, where people were marrying and giving in marriage, and life was going on as usual. But suddenly the Lord comes back. And there's a passage that says the Lord will come back as a thief in the night. I want to share a little bit about that.
Please do. You touched that last week a little.
And Lord, I had never really fathomed what it meant, like a thief in the night, until this happened at our home several years ago. We had an outside pool, and our daughters were just 12, 13 years old, right around that age. And so they wanted to stay up and stay out in the pool one summer night. And they stayed out there. Beth and I went to bed around 10 o'clock. They sat out there to probably 12:30 or something. And they came in and they didn't lock the back door. And so about 3 o'clock in the morning, we hear something in the kitchen. So I get up, and my daughter that day had on khaki shorts and a white shirt. Well, this person had khaki shorts and a white shirt, and I said, "Rachel, what are you doing at 3 o'clock in the morning?" And I heard this man's voice something to me, and I mean, talking about terror. I mean, it was just stark terror that this man was in our home. And so Beth was calling the police, and so the police came. It turned out it was one of the fraternity boys that had gotten drunk and was in the wrong, thought he was going into the house, but he went into our house. And so, but nevertheless, what I'm saying is the Lord said his coming would be like a thief in the night. And it never dawned on me really what that meant until we had that incident, how alarming and suddenly and without expectation it came. It was like this man was in our home, and it was totally, totally unexpected. And by the way, a funny part of this, we had a dog that through the police coming, the guy coming in the house, laid in the kitchen floor.
Really?
Which the Lord helped us lighten the situation up by recognizing our dog was just, he was there. I mean, he was sound asleep.
He was like Jesus on the ship, man. Nothing's going to bother him.
Nothing's going to bother him. But,
was that dude or another dog?
No, there's another dog. And okay. I mean, the police got this guy down on the floor and handcuffed him and everything, you know. And the dog never moved, but that was the lighter side of it. But, Dwight, you know, the Lord is coming back, and we know that. We know he is coming back. We know there's going to be a rapture of the church. We know that, because one of the reasons that I am more sure of that today than I ever have been is what the transpiring of events that have happened. In 1948, Israel became a nation. And since that time, I mean, if you look at the things that have happened according to prophecy, scriptural, biblical word, I mean, it's almost like reading a newspaper. What God said would happen has happened. And I mean, really, from a prophetic standpoint, the Lord could come back this afternoon. I mean, there's nothing that's keeping him. There's nothing keeping the trumpet from sounding other than the love that God has for people.
Yeah.
And James chapter 5 says that he has great patience for the fruit of the earth, for the precious, I think he calls it the precious fruit of the earth, reminding us of God's great love, enduring and waiting for the precious fruit of the earth of mankind to turn their hearts to him. And, you know, I'm always looking and expecting the Lord to do even mightier things before he comes, and not to scare people, but to give them an insight into his goodness, to give him an insight into how much he loves them, and he's not mad at them, and he's not condemning them. But, you know, Dwight, just like with Noah, there will come a time when that door will close, and that's when the rapture of the church will take place. There will be a great tribulation at that point. Jesus brings it out. We talked about this last time about the beginning of sorrows. You know, Jesus said there would be the beginning of sorrows, where there'd be earthquakes, famines, pestilence. We've seen that. I mean, we've seen Ebola. We've seen earthquakes. We've seen massive hurricanes. You know, we've seen a lot of these things. It's not the Lord sending them. It's not the Lord doing it. It's like a woman in birth pangs until the child is born. Yes.
Hey, we're so happy you're with us this afternoon. We are Unpacking Truth. We're talking about the end of the age. Your host, Rod Henry, along with Pastor Ron Allen. Boy, there's so many directions we could go. You mentioned a recreation of the nation of Israel. I mean, here the Jewish people literally scattered all over the world. The country didn't exist anymore. Mm-hmm. The language wasn't even spoken anymore. It was not. And then with a stroke of a pen, and thankfully the support of President Harry Truman at the time. I mean, and all the prophecies that you would say, Israel's not even a nation. How could that be true? Boom, they were a nation.
They're a nation.
And since 1948, all that has sped up, and it is moving toward that. And, you know, and you mentioned, we talked about the rapture. We talked about it last week. The catching up, the Bema, the awards banquet that the saints of God will be at, the tribulation that's going on the earth where the Antichrist will rise, this one world government, 2/3 of the earth population will be killed, still possible to be saved, but if you don't take that mark, you can't do business, you can't buy and sell, really, really difficult. And then so we've got that tribulation going on, and then we move toward the end of the tribulation. You may have some more comments about that if you do, fine, but we move toward the end of the tribulation, and there's still a lot more happening.
Well, you know, Dwight, even before the Great Tribulation starts, see, there are things that we can do now. I mean, it's like we can be a voice. We can live salt. We can be salt and light on the earth. Doesn't mean, see, that's the problem that I have with a lot of people. They think if they're not perfect, they can't be a Christian. Well, good night. Who's perfect? I mean, who's perfect but Jesus? It's not a matter of, that is so beside the point, because people strain at the gnat and miss the camel. They magnify things that shouldn't be magnified. You know, we should be magnifying God's grace and his ability to get us through problems now, rather than magnifying the problems. It's like people get so hung up on the issues that they fail to see that there's a great God that's providing a way of escape for us even now, Dwight. There's things that we can do. Like I brought out in last week's session, there were 5 foolish virgins. There were 5 wise virgins. The 5 wise virgins had oil, which represents the power of the Holy Spirit working in their lives. They were connected with God. They weren't just trying to have some religious argument. They had a relationship with God. But the 5 foolish virgins slept. In other words, they were dead, and they were unawakened in regard to the things of God. They didn't care. Maybe they cared, but they were so consumed with life that they just couldn't care. But see, we can choose now to become a wise virgin. We can choose now to become wise and keep our lamps full of oil. We can be people that are attending church, serving God, being a voice, keeping our families together. We can be that type of people to do things now, even before the Great Tribulation.
Oh, yeah. And we're all called to that.
Yes, we are.
We're all called to be ministers of reconciliation. We're all called to be ambassadors of Christ. And like you said, I've heard you say so many times before, I mean, if we could be perfect, we wouldn't need Christ.
Right.
But there will be a time, as you pointed out, when the ark closes, when the time's up, and Jesus, and then we're here with this tribulation going on the earth. We've got 2/3 of the people on the earth dying, but that goes on. And then talk about how that's capped off. Talk about, I remember standing on the, and when I was in Israel, standing on the mountain there, looking down into the valley where the Battle of Armageddon will be fought. And it is spine tingling. I mean, there's just no way. You're looking down there where this battle, and Napoleon himself actually said one time, that's the perfect battlefield. Mm. And that's going to be going on as the Antichrist rises up, creates a one world government. You have to have this mark to do business, to buy and sell. 2/3 of the people on the earth are dead. The Christians, the saved people, are with Christ, but everybody else is going through all this, although it's possible to be saved. But that's not the end of the story.
No, this great battle, you know, Dwight, I don't mean to seem trivial, but this battle is going to be something else. And you got to ask oneself, and I know we're probably pretty close to break here, but you got to ask yourself one question. How in the world would people be so deceived that they would fight against the Lord when he comes back through his second coming.
Yeah.
You're talking about a group of people that are deceived. I mean, to think that they could defeat God, but see, that's been the lie of the devil since the Garden of Eden. That's the mystery of iniquity, where people are thinking there's a way to overthrow God's standards and God's ways.
Yeah.
And there's no, it's not going to happen. It's God is God. It's like, you know, we need to wake up and realize that. But when we talk about this great battle of Armageddon, we have to realize that all of the armies and forces of the world are going to come against Israel and the Lord Jesus Christ. And think about it. How could they be so foolish? How could they be so blinded? It's the spirit of Antichrist, the spirit of iniquity, that's blinded their minds. And I think that they're going to think it's something totally else other than God that's taken people or something like that. We're going to be off the earth enjoying our party, and these people in here on the earth are going to be thinking aliens got them or something. You know what I'm saying? They're going to be thinking something happened to these people, but they're going to be so deceived that they can't see the truth that it's God coming for his people.
We got a lot to talk about
when we
come back. Don't you move, okay?
All right.
And folks, don't you go away either. We'll be right back. Happy to have you with us today on Local Matters.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. OfficeMart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service, too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. OfficeMart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue, across from Hardee's. Shop local at OfficeMart.
Hey, we're back on Local Matters. Happy to have you along. I'm your host, Dwight Henry, along with Pastor Ron Allen of Living Hope Church. We're unpacking truth today. We are looking at the end of the age, and we're unpacking Scripture and the sequence of events. As we've said before, and it's not even everybody in the body of Christ agrees on, but we do know that Jesus is coming back, and we do know that God will take care of his people.
Mm-hmm.
And we've talked about the rapture, we've talked about the tribulation, we've talked about the Bema, the awards banquet, the end of the tribulation period we've touched on when Christ returns, and we return with him.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. We return with him. But, you know, we're seeing something happening, and this has been going on for a while in this country and all the world, this move toward what I call, what we call globalism.
Uh-huh.
Let's just do away with national boundaries. Let's just, you know, let's don't talk about countries and values and constitutions and, you know, what core values are in a particular company, a way of worshiping, a way of doing it. Let's just become one country here.
Mm.
Well, that all feeds into the time that we're coming to, Pastor Ron.
It does, Dwight. And that's why, Dwight, you know, you see, people can't understand why conservative Christians may be against globalism. Well, you know, globalism is just an open door for a one-world economy. Well, a one-world economy is just an open door for one person to control that. I mean, when you think about how bad things can get, and someone comes up and says that, and of course, the Antichrist is going to operate with lying signs and wonders. And so, you know, globalism is not the answer. Open borders are not the answer. And that's why we have to be Americans, because really and truly, I'm not saying America is. We're more, I don't want to be a snooty American and think we're better than everybody else, but America.
But we are better off.
We are better off.
Fearsome in most occasions.
And that's what I was about to say. We are the cradle of the gospel. America is the place where the gospel has gone out all over the world through missions. I mean, it's probably untold at the millions of dollars that have gone out in missions and in reaching the world for the gospel. But guess what, Dwight? If we lose our identity as a Christian nation, once we lose our identity as that Christian nation, it's not, that won't be there anymore. That ability to do that, that ability to recognize Christ is what made America great. The gospel is what made America great.
Yeah.
It really wasn't one political party or the other. It was Christ that did that. And if we're taking away the boundaries and the identity of America, we're taking away – God's purpose in what he created this nation for. And I just pray that that doesn't happen. I pray that we can keep our identity and refuse to allow globalism and socialism to take place, because once we do that, government replaces God. And that's the spirit of Antichrist. That's what the manifestation of the spirit of Antichrist is, in one human, in one being that will say, I am God. The scripture even says he will set himself up in the temple and say, he is God.
Yeah.
And so that's where all of this end of the age, that's why all this, Dwight, that's why all this political fighting's going on there. If people could see in the realm of the spirit, if people could understand what's going on in the realm of the spirit, there's a literally a struggle right now going on for the Lord in regard to keeping America as a great godly nation, keeping America as the cradle of Christianity. You know, to say that America is not a Christian nation is really an untruth, because it was founded as a Christian nation. If you really go back and look at some of the historical documents, even the one that people use about separation from church and state was not a legal document at all. It was something that Jefferson wrote in a letter to another person. It had nothing to do with law.
Yeah, he wrote that, Pastor Ron, to a group of Baptist ministers, and it wasn't about protecting, you know, the government from the Christians. Mm-mm. It's about protecting the Christians from the government.
Yes.
He was saying, he used that phrase, and it wasn't in the Declaration of Independence. Nope. It's not in the Constitution, but you think it was in the Bible.
Oh, yeah, the way
people quote it. Uh-huh. But he wrote it in a letter, and he was saying, hey, we're not going to have the government establish a religion.
Mm-hmm.
Now, like they did in England, the government said, this is mm-hmm. a religion. Just like God. God loves us too much not to give us a choice. He gives mm-hmm. us a choice. Now, we're primarily a Christian nation, and we are. I mean, we're founded on those Judeo-Christian principles and ethics.
That's right.
Our documents show that. Our history shows that. Many of our founders believe that and live that. But at the same time, you know, we can choose what we want to, just like God says, or choose to believe whatever we believe, or believe nothing at all.
Mm-hmm.
But there's those great principles that made us what we are today. And you know, and you look, Pastor Ron, all, you know, you travel internationally. You've traveled to Africa. I've been in India on mission and places and doing some work over there. You know, those places are desolate and because the gospel has not been preached over there like it's been preached mm-hmm. over here. Where this gospel of Jesus Christ is preached, there is, it shows up on every level. It shows up in every level of life.
It does. And that's why we really need to recognize what this push for globalism is trying to do. It's really trying to say humans are the ones that's done all of this. No, it's been God that's done all this. Humanism, socialism, globalism, I mean, you take all of those and you'd have to be a fool not to see what is happening in the realm of the spirit that they, and Dwight, you know, I go back to this again because I think it's important. That is how the mystery of iniquity works. We don't need God. We can do it on our own. Look what we've done already. That's exactly what happened at the Tower of Babel. They were building that tower. God confounded their language. He didn't want them to do that. And so, but that is the stage that will be set for the second advent,
Lord. Yeah. Hey, we're so glad you're with us this Friday afternoon. I'm your host, Dwight Henry, along with Pastor Ron Allen of Living Hope Church. We're unpacking truth. And so the tribulation ends. Two-thirds of the earth's population is killed. And as Jesus comes back and the armies of the world say, we're going to take him on,
mm-hmm.
we come back with him. Those have been raptured. We come back with him. And in the twinkle of an eye or the snap of a finger or whatever he does, boom, it's over.
Yeah.
I mean, and those guys are down, Jesus is up. And talk about what happens next on the millennium after that, as we unpack this truth.
Right, that's when the heavenly Jerusalem comes down. That's when I believe the earth will be redone. It'll be a new heaven and a new earth. It's not like he's going to do away with the old one. It's like he's going to redo it. He's going to bring new life to it. Really, I think his intention will be to create it as the Garden of Eden was in the beginning. But Dwight, I feel like I need to address something in regard to this. There's a lot of people that disregard exactly what we're talking about here, and they say that, well, you're just an escapist. You just want to escape reality. You just want escapism. Well, you know, that's really not true. I mean, it's good that God will provide a way of escape for us, but His people are the strongest people on earth. They've endured the some of the worst things that have ever happened on the earth to mankind. His people are. So it's not a matter of a fantasy of escapism. This is biblical reality. We don't have the time in a 30-minute program here to go through all of these scriptures that were paraphrasing and kind of giving a synopsis of what's happening here. But Dwight, people need to realize there is going to be a rapture. There is going to be a tribulation period. The Lord is coming back at His second advent. The heavenly Jerusalem that will come down out of the sky with the saints, where we will be with the Lord. And then He's going to set up a 1,000-year reign on this earth. And we're going to, the scripture says, we will rule and reign with Christ at that point.
For 1,000 years.
For 1,000 years.
Right here.
And then for whatever reason, I don't know why, but He's going to release the devil for a little while again.
A short season.
A short season. And then
some will be deceived.
And some, even at that point. And so I guess what He's doing at that point is proving and testing and bringing out the fact that there is a real truth there. And we will know in our hearts at that point what that we are of that truth, you know. But these events, Dwight, are so much a reality that as a believer in Christ, if you read what Jesus said about this, and you know, some places you can read are Matthew 24, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, a lot of the book of Revelation, and get these truths. But Dwight, even more so than this escapism philosophy that people have, we want to be people that recognize there's power for living today too. We're not just sitting around wishing and forsaking life, thinking, oh, we're going to escape someday. That's not what all this is about. There's a reality of receiving Christ into your life, living a power-filled life, and if he does tarry, going home to be with the Lord at a ripe old age. But if he comes to be one of His people that are saying, no, I'm standing for the Lord right now, I'm standing for what's right, no matter what popular culture says, no matter what the mystery of iniquity is working, no matter what mankind is doing, I'm making a stand now for this truth, not hatefully, not mean-spirited or mean-hearted, but saying that, you know, this is available to you. Come, receive this. Jesus said, come unto me and learn and rest, for my yoke is easy, my burden is light. Don't be a foolish virgin. Don't be a fool. Receive this great master, the Lord Jesus Christ.
Well, I'm so glad you wrapped up those comments, because, yes, there is a great day coming. Yes, it is our hope, the coming of the Lord. Yes, it's going to happen. Yes, the end, age is going to end. Yes, there's going to be a rapture. Yes, there's going to be a tribulation. Yes, we're going to serve for 1,000 years.
Yeah,
I think I'm going to be in charge of Hawaii. If I get to pick, I'll say, Lord, pick me for Hawaii. I've never been. I've always wanted to go, and I'll be president of Hawaii for 1,000 years.
There you
and
go.
We're going to be with Him. Yeah. And there will be some people left on the earth. It's good. There's some complexities here that actually live through the tribulation,
yeah,
who still haven't accepted Christ as Savior,
yeah,
but they have to accept Him as ruler,
yeah,
in that 1,000 years.
Yeah.
He will be ruler.
Yeah.
But the key is, do it now.
Do it now.
I mean, you don't have to. We don't have to. And I grew up, thank the Lord that, for what I received as a child. But early in church, they taught me I was lost and needed a Savior. And we sang all those wonderful songs about, won't it be wonderful there, just over in the glory land, and all those good songs. And it was later in my life that I learned, hey, yeah, that is going to be wonderful. That is for eternity. But we've got something that will carry us through right now and make us more than conquerors in any situation. I'll take the last minute or two and wrap it up.
Well, you'll get me to preaching on that one, Dwight. Because, you know, that's the ultimate goal of the Lord, is not to terrorize,
yeah,
you know. He's coming back for His family, just like any good father does. You know, any good father reaches out to that family. So He's coming back to us to receive us as His family. And there will be a great party in heaven for 7 years, that reward seat of Christ for the believer, the banquet feast, the banquet table, the rejoicing. It's just going to be a wonderful time. But Dwight, during that time, there's going to be a horrible time, 7 years here on the earth. It's not God choosing this for mankind. It's mankind has a choice, and we have the responsibility as believers to get this gospel out to people so that they'll know, not only do you have to wait until you die and go to heaven, but you can have some steak on the plate before it's too late. Amen. You can enjoy some life right now and have some victory, have some wisdom, and know how to live life, have integrity, have a good life on the earth. That means you're going to be have problem-free. You go through trials, but thank God we are more than conquerors through Christ.
Ooh, it's been good.
Man, and it's been awesome.
Let's do this again next week.
All right.
Hey, so happy to have you along. Join us next time. Same time, same channel, same place.
Amen.
For Local Matters.